You need to grow a backbone.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
North-South Connection, Place to Be Nation Wrestling. This is Sean Kidd, and I think all of you know me from a lot of the pods that we do on PTBN and NOSTO. I do Territorial. I am also joined by Logan Crossland and Matt Souza. How are you tonight?
Doing well, doing well. How are you doing tonight, Sean?
I am good. Matt, how about you?
I am here. I am excited. We got big things popping, as the kids say.
We do. So we wanted to come on here tonight and let everybody know about a new feed that is coming out. And it has been in the works for, I think it's been in the works probably in theory for close to a year. And I finally got off my lazy ass and decided to do something with the group of friends here that I love doing pods with. Logan and Matt are two of them. But with Schiff, Jake, and a few other folks. Jenny from the Jenny position over on NOSTO has been a big, big help in trying to help us get this off the ground. So we are going to be launching a new feed called the Backbone Feed. And we're sharing this on NOSTO and Place to Be Nation to just let everybody know that the feed will be launching on May 19th. And what exactly is going to be on the feed? And the concept for me in thinking through this was a lot of the pods that we do as a group, we do together. There's a lot of content on NOSTO. There's a lot of content on Place to Be Nation. And we kind of put our heads together and said, hey, what if we put together our own feed? And let's be honest, this group here likes to, you know, sometimes we goof off a little bit. We do it to have a good time. Sometimes not so serious. We just like to get together, have a good time, talk some wrestling, and sometimes just be stupid. And though we have our serious stuff as well, we just thought it'd be cool to have a feed, and we decided to call it the Backbone Feed, which I might put Logan on the spot, quite honestly, because Logan is actually the one that came up with the name. So, Logan, I'm going to put you on the spot. So where did the name come from?
I believe Mr. Criscolo, Scott, sent us a message at one point, or maybe it was just you and you shared it with me, but he called me and you the backbone of the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed. I don't know if I should have shared that, but that's kind of where it came into my head. I kind of think he said me and you, but I kind of think he meant all of us because, you know, like you said, we pretty much do all of our shows together. So I think he kind of meant the group of me, you, Jake, Matt, and us too, and you know, others as well. But I think, you know, he referred to us in that chat, but I believe he kind of meant the whole group of us. We were kind of the backbone holding the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed together at that point. He's gotten some more shows at this point, so obviously they'll be fine without us, but we just kind of wanted to do our own thing. But yeah, we've kind of joked that, you know, I'm the backbone and you're the backbone and all that kind of stuff for months and months, but it just kind of made sense. That's kind of where it came from in my head, at least.
Yeah. And so this has been an ongoing joke, and let's be honest, Logan doesn't sleep. We joke all the time that Logan does pods and he works, and that's about it. So it makes sense for Logan to have a feed basically named after himself is what I heard him just say back, I believe. But the name sticks. I love it, and I think it's great. So here's how it's going to work. So you look at content on NOSTO, you look at content on Place to Be Nation. We also had some other concepts, thoughts, ideas that we wanted to run by and do here. So we're partnered with both feeds. We're going to pull some of the shows from those feeds, bring them over here, and then we're also going to have some original content. So Matt, you actually have a list of all the shows we're doing and their days they're going to air. Do you want to start with the existing ones first, and then we'll throw in some of the other ones we're going to do? That some of them will be, and I'll bring up a couple other ones that might not necessarily be on the schedule that we're looking at doing, but I thought I'd let you run through what's going to be dropping on here on Backbone.
So, first, let's do it this way. We'll go through the shows that are going to be bi-weekly here on this very feed. New Gen on a Mission will be joining Backbone, as will Ruthless Aggression. That's hosted by Jake. New Gen, hosted by our friends Slomka and Justin Pratt. The Impact Zone, which I'm will also be a part of this feed, as will Linking Up Luchas will be coming over from the North-South Connection and joining this feed. And Sean Kickstorial will also be joining this here bone. That is the bio stuff right now.
Okay. So that's all the existing pods that are coming over here. And do you have the dates that those are dropping, or how often did you go through that as far as the days of the week? I believe you did, or didn't you?
We're going to make this a lot easier. We're just going to go through every day of the week of that.
There you go, Matt.
let's start with, I should be running this fucking show. Let's start with Sunday.
Well, we did joke that I'm like the benefactor, and ultimately it's your shit. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally messing with you. Go ahead.
Sean's the Ted DiBiase, Logan's Tatanka, and I'm my Volkoff.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no. If I'm going to beat Tatanka, I'm out.
So each Sunday on this very backbone, there's going to be a brand new show debuting on this feed, and I'm going to let the man who's going to be hosting this show tell you about it, because the show is called The Cross Up, and you see Cross is the last name of one Logan Cross Lind. So Logan, what is The Cross Up?
So it's just going to be like kind of a weekly recap of what happened in the world of wrestling. Probably going to leave GCW alone, because you and Jenny kind of cover that on GCW over there on the North-South Connection. But I'm going to try to watch everything throughout the week, all the live stuff. I'm definitely going to cover WWE and AEW, but if I don't get to Impact or ROH that week, I might just read the results. But if they're not in like my top matches of the week or whatever, it's just because, you know, I am human and I don't have unlimited time. So, but I'm going to do my best to watch all the shows, kind of just give the results. And I'll kind of have a list of who my top performers are, and maybe some of the best matches that everybody needs to check out. But that's kind of the basic concept of it right now.
Okay. Matt, go from there.
All right. So now what we have here, gentlemen, is we have a free day each and every Monday. Monday is an open slot on the schedule for any new shows, any one-off shows that anybody wants to do. That'll be used on Mondays. Mondays will be open, you see. So
I'll give an example. So Logan, Schiff and I are going to do a show called Hidden Gem. And no, I mean, I guess you could say it's not really a spinoff of Jenny and the Gems, which was one of my favorites, but it's kind of a concept of, you know, each of us pick a match that we think that is a hidden gem, and then we either talk through it or we shit on it and just do our basic bullshit that we all three do with each other and figure that'll net out a really good outcome. Because I do like to shit on Schiff matches a lot, so I thought that would be fun in itself. And then normally they like to shit on me as well, because I pick a lot of old shit. So that could be a really good concept. So that's one of those that will drop on occasion, but isn't officially scheduled, that we'd probably drop randomly on a Monday or something. So that's just one example. Mm-hmm.
So then on Tuesday, we will have two of the bi-weekly shows, as we will have New On a Mission and Ruthlessly Aggression will be alternating every other Tuesday. So that is our Tuesday schedule as of right now: New Gen On a Mission and Ruthless Aggression.
And that's the days that we're dropping on North South Connection anyway, so it's staying exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Drop that day anyway, so nothing's changing there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Really easy transition, and both really good pods. So really cool to get those on the feed. So awesome. Mm-hmm.
Two very different eras, of course, too, as well. So definitely interesting to have those every other week.
Now, Wednesdays, we will have two open slots on Wednesday. So every other Wednesday will be an open slot for things Sean was talking about. But then we will have a new show, a monthly show called called The Shit Take. And as we have the king of the shit takes right here, I should probably let him explain what that is.
Yeah, so I thought I would embrace the title. I haven't been called King of the Shit Takes in a long time, but it still stands true. Mm-hmm. And this will be with Keith Langston. You know, you guys know A La Carte with Keith over on here on No So. And both of him, like, so when Keith and I first met, we were going back and forth on wrestling shit takes on how we felt. Like, I'll give you an example. For him, he really thinks the Road Warriors are overrated. Well, guess what? I'm King of the Shit Takes. I also think the Road Warriors are really overrated. So we bonded in our shit takes, and so we decided to come up with a concept of we will do a show, and we will pick one shit take that we both have. and then go into why we think it's a shit take, kind of the history of why we consider it a shit take, why do the rest of the people consider it a shit take versus us, who really think it's not, because we're right all the time when we think about our wrestling. And then what we'll do is we'll also challenge each other, because, again, it's kind of like with the Hidden Gem, where we'll challenge each other. It'll be fun to go back and forth and see if we agree with each other's shit take. So that'll be a cool monthly concept that Keith and I will do here on the feed. So made sense to have a pod called The Shit Take based on who's doing it. So thought it was good.
So maybe Keithy will become the king of the shit take. Who knows?
I don't know. We agree on a whole lot of shit. So, but I think I still got him beat. So we'll see.
You can have two kings. It's fine. As of right now, that'll be on every second Wednesday of the month. And gentlemen, on every fourth Wednesday of the month, one of our favorites, I know, monthly show, You Too Bet, will be coming to this very feed once a month, every fourth Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday of every month, our special brand of insanity, where we watch a bunch of random nonsense off of the YouTube machine and basically shit all over it, which we're very good at.
That's a RuTube you let to you, by the way.
RuTube you let. Excuse me. You're absolutely right.
And because it's on our feed, I might actually have to show up once in a while now, so I'll have to figure that out, I guess.
You still won't. It's fine.
I was gonna say, now that you're the boss, you might have to actually show up.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a gimmick at this point, so I'd probably ruin it if I showed up. You guys handle it fine without me. I'm just messing. I'll do my regular whatever. I appear when I appear, I guess.
That Brock Lesnar contract gonna need a few more dates.
Well, now that I dictate the contract, I'm all in. I'm good.
Oh, fuck, you're absolutely right. Shit. hoisted by my own petard. Thursdays, we will have every other Thursday, Highway to the Impact Zone, which again is the
same. Oh, God. Why did we cancel that? Why is it here?
You don't show up on that podcast either. So.
No, you know, I'm just fucking with Logan. That's all.
You best. Great.
It's a great pod. That is a great pod. It's a lot of fun to listen to. And part of the running fun of that is to shit on it and wait for it to get good, which will never happen in my mind. But give it a listen. Maybe one day it will.
You know,
if it doesn't happen in the next year or so, I think it's officially never going to happen. For sure. Yeah.
No, and by the way, let me be clear. TNA is not good. The pod is. The pod and the people on it make it good, whether TNA sucks or not. So let me be clear on that. So.
Sean did raise a good point. We did have an out. We could have gotten out, Logan.
That is true. I've always given y'all the option to quit. I mean, I would like to keep it going, but
we've made it almost 100 episodes at this point, so we're in it for the long haul. And then on the Thursdays where there is no Highway to the Impact Zone, there will be an episode of Linking Up Lucha. So that'll be every other month, every other week as well. So Thursdays will be Highway to the Impact Zone, alternating with Linking Up Lucha, which is a Lucha Underground podcast.
That is correct.
Which you can hear on the North section.
And our first episode on the new feed will be the start of season two. So we just finished season one. That was the last episode that dropped on NoSo. Mm-hmm. So second season starting off hot on the backbone. So there you go.
And I believe the first episode of Highway will be a mega episode where we'll be, God help us all, watching three episodes of Impact Live.
That is correct. So we get a mega three episodes of TV and then a pay-per-view back-to-back. So two big episodes.
There ain't enough alcohol on this planet to get me through that.
I believe I committed to do that episode just because it's the first episode here and then I can tap out.
You did. There's no getting out of it now.
Yeah.
That's what we agreed on.
You took a blood oath. Exactly. Get out of it now.
I did. It was the right thing to do, just to show you that I believed in you and then get out.
Fridays, gentlemen, this is very exciting, as we have Sean Kidd's podcast, Territorial, as that'll be altered with another brand new podcast, Can You Believe It? Logan, why don't you tell everybody about this new, good God almighty, adventure that you and Schiff are doing.
And by the way, before Logan mentions this, in retrospect, in scheduling, what we should have done, just because it's similar in how the feels might be, we should have alternated Thursdays between Highway and this pod. So I'll just go. So Logan, go ahead.
Maybe that'll be for the future, yeah.
Yeah, we might have to do some tinkering. But this was actually a Schiff idea. I just am along for the ride. I believe off the top of my head, the name of the show is Are You Smarter Than Vince Russo's WCW?
That is correct.
Basically, Russo comes in October of 99 to be the head writer. We already recorded episode one, so we've already watched the opening Nitro that he was on. And I kid you not, 50 things happened. We counted them. And on the TV show, that's 3 hours given, but 50 different things happened.
So, get ready for that each and every week, buddy.
So
that ain't gonna change.
But yeah, we're going to go in through his whole run in WCW. I think Schiff has kind of explained on that pod, and he's said to other places where we've kind of, you know, talked about the backbone and that it's coming around, that we'll kind of skip around because he does disappear at points. But we will cover his whole run in WCW and all of his terrible ideas. If he has good ideas, maybe we'll throw some in there. But it's an era I've never really watched that much of. I've watched some pay-per-views for we used to do Chicken Salad, me and Sean did. And a lot of 99 WCW was covered. So I have seen a lot of the pay-per-views, but I haven't really dove into the minutiae of the TV and all that kind of stuff. So definitely looking forward to seeing all the hilarity and craziness that ensues. But that one could be challenging after a while, for sure. But definitely looking forward to it for now.
Yeah, I won't lie. That is one. I mean, I know you guys have, I think, recorded the first episode. I'm anxiously awaiting to listen to it because I think that has the capability to be the disaster of epic proportions to listen to and have fun with. And I think it's going to be amazing. So
let's just put it this way. They show Hall and Nash walking around the back of the arena for at least 15 different segments of the night. Mm-hmm. And they not only put on Viano mask at one point and start talking about Senior Goldberg. I'm pretty sure Nash is chugging NyQuil or some kind of cold medicine the whole time as well. So
I should watch this. That's just a couple of things that happen.
So.
I mean, you got me a kid with Nash in 15 sequences, yeah. But then he's drinking his cough medicine. I'm all in on that with just Nash alone. So
yeah, Kevin Nash deserve. Now I'm all in. Holy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Well, you sold at least 10 of us to listen to it. So good job, Logan. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to listen to it anyway, but.
Me too.
You didn't need to sell Nash Scissor. And then finally, because much like Jesus Christ himself, we all need a day of rest. So Saturday right now. But so we starting off with the feed, we have 9 podcasts. Can you believe it? We will have each month we will have 2 weeks with 4 episodes a week and 2 weeks with 5 episodes a week alternating. So 9 podcasts. Are leading the Backbone Wrestling Network with.
All right. So, Matt, good job. Thank you for running that down. Did a nice job in setting that all up. Mm-hmm. And again, I think nine pods and some new ones, some of the ones that we all love from both NOSTO and Place to Be. Mm-hmm. It's a really good starting point. And I like having the open days because the whole part of having the open days is I think 9's a good number, but I think the open days also leaves it open for creativity. We maybe we'll be able to get a rando pod that Matt Souza used to do if he decides to do one as a special drop now and then. Maybe. So that would be fun. And so, yeah, so that's it. So the Backbone feed launching on May 19th. So get ready. Hopefully you know where all your shows are going to be and what the new shows will be. And we'll officially have a trifecta of pods once again. Well, you know what? I'm going to count the Jenny position as a quad, just even though it's on NOSTO, it's still to me the Jenny position is a Jenny position separately. Because she has a lot of good things that come out talking docs, which again, Logan, I swear to God, is Logan's on every goddamn podcast known to mankind on these three feeds. So, it's amazing. The name of the feed makes total goddamn sense with Logan. I'm just saying, it's hilarious. So guys, before we go, anything else you want to add before we wrap this up and send all the boners over to the Backbone?
Yeah, the good old Backboners. I think that's what we're going to call our fans, at least. Mm-hmm. Grooney, our one fan. But, you know, in the title of the feed, it says wrestling, but we might not always do wrestling. We might dip into pop culture and stuff at some points. We may come up with some other pod ideas kind of as we go along. Obviously, we'll probably add some as we go. Some will end because they naturally just end because they don't exist anymore. So,
well, Lucha Underground will eventually end because it has an end game, and we're already in season two. Yeah.
Highway's eventually going to end because we're all going to quit.
No, I think Highway's a lifer. I don't think it's ever going away. We've tried to kill it numerous times. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, the Russo pod obviously has a final end, at least. So, you know, stuff will come in and out. We'll obviously add more stuff. And I think we'll dip into some pop culture at some point. But for right now, we're focusing kind of on the stuff we already have going, plus a few new things that we already kind of had working in our brain. So just subscribe to the feed when it launches and listen to all of our craziness that we always put out there. So definitely looking forward to it and excited to see where it can go.
It's a thing that's been in the works for many a month. So I'm glad we are finally getting it off the ground here. And subscribe, follow us. We have a Twitter set up. Our Instagram is set up as well. So Sean, what is the account name on that? It's Backbone24, right, on Twitter?
Yeah, it's at Backbone24. Hang on, you put me on the spot.
Well,
let me get out of here.
I can get it up real quick. Just start talking about
something. Oh, there's a joke somewhere in there.
let's insert, do a big wah for the Chill Underground while I'm just stupid shit.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so the Twitter is at the Backbone24. So the numbers, not the words. So
yes, the Backbone24. So that is it. And then the Instagram I don't have off the top of my head because Shift created that. So we will get all that to you when we get into our pod feeds and make sure that we get all that social media stuff out. So, all right. So, guys, thank you. Again, I appreciate you guys going on a journey with me and Jake and the guys at NewGen and everybody else, Shift. Trying to get Tim Capel over here to do a pod, but he hates wrestling. So, unfortunately, we won't get one of my favorite people to do wrestling. But that's okay. And then Jenny, again, will be on Lucha Underground as well. And she's been a huge help in helping us get ready for this. So definitely join us on May 19th. And for now, make sure we listen to everything on all these feeds. And we will see you on the Backbone. Thanks, guys.
When you're hurting deep down, when you're feeling like you're never gonna dig your way out, never gonna dig your way out. Keep pushing up the river, keep mining for the silver till you strike gold. Gotta weather the storm, 'cause it can't rain forever. No, I'm telling you, we all follow hard times, you know. Each day is a hard climb, you know. Some days your body has to carry on, so you gotta show a little back. Get back up when the chains hold you to the ground. So let's break them down, yeah. Let's break them down.